Hello, this is Mark Lancaster, moderator for Foundation for Living. I have my guest in the studio today, the Reverend Dr. Neil Carlson, founder of Foundations for Living back in 1972, and then subsequently the Church in the Son. Son is spelled S-O-N, meaning Jesus, not Sun, S-U-N, because I am told a sun in the sky never sets on the church. In the Sun, S-O-N, equals Jesus. My other guest is Reverend Rick Frege.
How's it going?
Hey, today we will be dialoguing on the subject, the three baptisms, part one. So when I was told three baptisms, it perked my curiosity. So gentlemen, what is the deal? Talk to my audience.
Yeah, I think a lot of the times in baptism, when we think of baptism, you know, we think about water. You know, some pastor in a white robe with a line of people lining up to go into a pond to get baptized in the water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why we're going to be talking about two other baptisms that take place. And the one that we're going to be talking about right now, Dr. Neil Wright, is being baptized in Christ.
And then in part three, we'll go baptizing into water, which I'm really excited about getting wet. And then part three, baptizing into the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about.
Okay, yeah. So, but right now we're excited about number one, which is being baptized into Christ, which perhaps is a new phrase, right?
That's correct. I don't think a lot of people, including the church, even have really heard of this term.
No.
So if you'd like to elaborate on that.
Well, I would just do this. I would say, Pastor Rick, that being baptized into Christ equates to salvation, and to spread it out. So we're baptized into Christ, which equates to our salvation. And one scripture that does come to my mind, I think it's in Romans chapter 6 somewhere, it says like, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So that would equate to salvation. And then there's probably another scripture somewhere. Does one come to your mind at all? From Galatians maybe? If not, I think
Galatians 3:27.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about.
For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ.
Right. So the phrase that you just read was baptized into Christ.
Into, yeah.
Yeah. So baptized into Christ is he equating to salvation, right?
So it's basically salvation and conversion into Christ in the church and becoming a Christian.
To talk about to the world is just this: how in the world does one get baptized into the Christ? I say the Christ. You know, oftentimes people are saying mistakenly Jesus. True, it's Christ, because Jesus is the name, Christ is the title. We don't say Obama president, we say President Obama, so we should say okay. Christ Jesus. But anyway, the Bible does say baptized into Christ Jesus, as we mentioned. So how does one get baptized into Christ, Rick? What would you say would be the first step?
Well, I think it's first steps first is you got to be in that place in your heart and in your life of acceptance that we can't do life on our own anymore, and that we can't do things
right.
The way that we like to do them, you know,
right.
and we need a savior. We need God.
Yeah.
So I think the first step, first things first, is to accept that, you know, accept that there's a better life for you than the way that you're living. So that's A, and the ABC. So then B would be to believe,
mm-hmm.
but believe in Jesus Christ, you know, believe that God sent his one and only begotten Son, you know.
And what did the C stand for?
And C would be, is we confess it.
Okay.
Confess it with our hearts and our lips.
That's cool. Let's back up to the A, ABC, like 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
So A would be to just accept Jesus as our Savior, to So I'm thinking in my mind, what does it mean to accept? So this guy or this lady who's listening right now, we say, accept Jesus. The person says, what does it mean to accept? What do you think it means to accept? How would you elaborate on that word, accept?
Well, it was like I was saying, first is you got to accept that this life isn't going the way that
okay,
you want
that's
it to.
Good.
And then the second way around would be the believe or accepting, you know, believing, yeah. accepting that Jesus is the truth, the way,
exactly.
and the only way to the Father.
Yes.
You know, and if you want a better life, all you got to do is believe that.
Okay, which leads us into that believe, and that's really cool when we are going to believe. So when we believe in Jesus, accepting Him. It's like being, okay. This comes to my mind. We're being. Would you agree with this, Pastor Rick? Hmm. We are being adopted into a new family. We are being accepted into a new family. Like, would you say?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, your whole life, you're told basically from your parents, from your siblings, from your friends, from everybody around you in the world, who you are,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they people tell you that you're a failure and that
right.
that you're no
yes,
good,
yes.
and you end up believing that, you know, and you end up taking that. On that identity, and when God comes to you and you do accept that, you know, you get baptized into Christ and you get baptized into His family.
That's
and,
good.
And He doesn't call you by that name anymore. He calls you His son and His daughter.
And I like that word you said, family. He baptizes you. You go into a new family, and that leads me to think about what's the word? Adoption.
Mm-hmm.
We're being adopted
mm-hmm.
into His family.
Yeah.
And so when somebody is adopted into the family of God, well, you know, come to think about it, it's just like years ago, Nancy and I adopted this little baby. She was an abandoned baby in a motel. And so we adopted her, and she got a new birth certificate.
Mm.
Okay, that's a good phrase, a new birth certificate. So she got a new name.
She got a new name.
And so she got a new family.
Mm.
And you talked about being brought into a new family.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, when you got saved, did you get a new name or something?
I was like I said, like the name or my identity is a better way to put it as
yeah.
my name. Is, you know, I always thought that I wasn't good enough and that I just wasn't up to par or I was just told all these things and I took on that stuff and when I got a relationship with God, He told me who I really was.
Amen.
You know, and he gave me a new name, He gave me a new title and a new identity.
Because you're into a new family.
Yes, sir.
The family of God.
Yeah.
Mindset.
And I get to know a father that I never knew.
A mindset.
Yeah.
A mindset.
Yeah.
So BC, you accept Him, and He accepts you into His family.
Yeah.
And you are a member of the family of God. So with the ABC, sort of like accepting it, but there's that B. What do you think B could stand for?
Well, like I said, it's believing
okay.
that you know, Jesus says that I'm the truth, the life, and the way, and that nobody can have a real relationship, nobody can really go back to the Father except through me. And John, in the Bible says in John 3, chapter 16.
That's a good one. That's good.
John chapter 3, 16, it's a pivotal verse for all Christianity. And it says, for God so loved the world. See, God loves you.
Amen.
God loves the world.
Yes,
He doesn't
yes,
hate
yes.
you. God loves you.
Yes, where
and,
you are.
It said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes, there's that B word, ABCs.
Yes, yes,
believes,
yes.
Believes. Whoever believes in Him should not perish, but they will have eternal, everlasting life.
Amen.
I
beautiful
love that
word.
Scripture.
Beautiful word from God's word. John. Many people know John 3:16. in their mind, but maybe have not accepted it into their heart.
Right.
But that's the belief part, to believe what he has done for us.
Yeah. And then the third part would be confess.
Okay, what do you mean by confess?
Well, we're talking about the ABCs. So we're talking about accepting, mm-hmm. and then now we're believing, and now it's confessing, you know?
Suppose I'm following through with you, and suppose I decide I'm going to accept, I'm going to believe.
Okay.
And you tell me I'm supposed to confess?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Confess?
Well, you can confess. If you're at home right now and you're listening to this and you're by yourself, or you're in your car, or you're in a room, or if you're in front of a bunch of people, if you just believe Jesus as the Lord and Savior with your heart, and you just confess that with your heart, and you confess it with your lips, then you will be saved and you'll be baptized and you'll be born again.
That's right.
So if you don't mind, I'd kind of...
Well, before we go that far, it's... confessing is not just privately between you and the Lord. They can come later. But I tell you what, let's do this. For that one person who might be listening somewhere in the world right now, I pray that they would quiet themselves, and that Rick, would you lead that person into, let's call it a salvation prayer or something like that?
Yeah,
do that, would you please?
Absolutely. You know, if you've been down and out, and you just accept that this life is not working out the way that you wanted it to, and you want a new name and a new identity, and you want a new life and a new way of living, God can show you the original value that you were always created for. There's so much more to life than the way that you're living right
now. Amen, amen.
And if you want a new life, an abundance of life, an eternal life, just repeat this prayer after me.
Yes.
Father.
Father.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me for my sin.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me for doing this life the way that I want.
Forgive me of doing this life the way I want.
And not the way that you want.
And not the way you want.
Lord, I want a new life.
Lord, I want a new life.
And I accept Jesus.
And I accept Jesus.
The Christ.
The Christ.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
As my Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I believe if you prayed that prayer with me, that you've been born again.
Yes, you have.
And I believe that God's going to give you a new identity.
You've been baptized into Christ.
He's going to accept you as his son.
Right.
And daughter. And you're going to be accepted into a new family. Mm-hmm. And a new life that's much better than anything else that any of the world can give
right.
you.
And Rick, when you were talking about into a new family, that sort of projects my thinking into the family of God, which would equate to a church.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so important to... I think the Bible indicates that we should publicly profess him before men. And in fact, many times in a church service, and some of the televangelists, they have people saying, you know, come and make a public profession of faith. If you have prayed the sinner's prayer, like you might have done following Pastor Rick, then as we see people, they come down the aisle. So I think it's really important that there be an altar call, that you find a church, a Bible-believing church, that you can publicly, in that sense, proclaim your identity with Christ Jesus.
Yeah. I believe if you say this prayer and you're in that place, I believe that the Father's just going to impact you, and you're going to have a relationship with God, and you're not going to be able to you're not going to be able to hold it back. You're just going to be able to, you're just going to be confessing and sharing him everywhere you go.
And my prayer for the people who are listening right now, for that one person maybe, my prayer for you, my dear friend, would be like this. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, I pray that this one who has accepted you, been baptized into the Christ, that they would have the guts to stand up for you, and they would not be ashamed of their new identity, but they would be proud to be called a son or a daughter of Abba Father.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing now. We're confessing, you know, because we can't help it. We've been impacted by the love of God. Mm-hmm. And now that's why we confess everywhere we go, and that's what we're doing now.
Amen, amen. Amen. So we encourage you to follow through with that. And then also to stay tuned to part two, which we will be speaking about the baptism in what, Rick?
In water.
In water. And there are several modes of how we can get baptized, and I'm excited about that, and Rick's already smiling about that.
I'm excited to hear all the ways that you've done it.
So, yes, I've done it. I've done all three. So you stay tuned, and God will bless you as we go to part two, which is being baptized in water.
God bless you, and have a wonderful day and night.
Amen. Jesus.